Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Sally on a daily.
Man, just might as well let Wick do it and done, bro.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Just bring him on for this.
All right, yeah, so Wick, we're going to call you on for the ad.
Stand over someone's shoulder.
Quick drive-by vocal, then cut me. It's that time again, boys. John.
Sally on a daily.
This is an advertisement for Sally. Sally is the affordable, easy-to-use eSIM service for international travel.
And it's sustainable.
Sally is an eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections to over 200 destinations worldwide.
Simply download the Sally app and pick a data plan.
And it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
With Sally eSIM, you ditch the physical SIMs.
You save on roaming costs and never lose connection.
Forget queuing at the airport for SIM cards.
And forget those sneaky roaming fees.
With Sally, you get a secure internet connection on your travels.
And it enables you to switch your device's virtual location to back home.
So you can access all the apps and sites which may be blocked when abroad. Sports, movies, TV shows.
You name it.
And if you're moving on to another country, just add new destinations to your existing Sally eSIM. There's no need to install new eSIMs every time.
Download Sally on the App Store by scanning the QR code on the screen.
Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. The details are in the episode description box below. Boys, one more time.
Sally on the daily.
Can I not stay?
All right, I think I should introduce the person to our right. He actually looked after me when I was younger. I used to be a Tottenham Hotspur Foundation. I used to be a community coach, and I was very irresponsible. But the man to my right, not only was he responsible, his responsibility also took him to being the youth development coach at Arsenal. So when you see all this wonderful talent, you know who to thank. And more importantly for me personally, the fact that I'm Jamaican, he is the Jamaica number two. And yes, we are going to World Cup. To my right, give him a big round of applause. Everyone in the studio, Michael Donaldson, how are you, geezer?
Thank you.
I think it's important to say where he developed his talents, and that was at Kingsmead School. I also went Kingsmead School. Yeah.
Two different paths,
year,
man.
Year below, isn't it?
Year below, yeah.
Year below.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Year below. Sorry.
Big up the man them, Carlos, Dean.
Yeah, Carl, Dean.
Jason. Big man. Yeah, the man them, that was all the
a
man.
A year
them.
Below.
Year below, man.
Yeah.
Respect to Mikey.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
I appreciate that.
Black don't crack. But that's for the person right on your left, black cracked years ago. That's not a year apart look.
What you did? What's
that's that? Metallic.
It's not true, is it?
My Kingsmead, man,
it's not, that's
true.
Metallic skin.
You can't do that.
It's the type of cream.
If he didn't say you was a year apart, I would never. Ida, would you have guessed that?
No, I'm not.
Never guessed that. I thought he was 10 years ahead.
He was a bad boy footballer as well, by the way. But what you got to remember is Mike's going to remember me from school and the respect that I had. None of you lot can ever clown me with him here. He won't laugh at any of it.
He did laugh just
now. Yeah,
well.
Okay.
I'll be honest, me and Kev go back a long way, you know.
Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah, a long way, man.
Was it Reform Kev or was it Kev?
It was Kev, man. Yeah.
My Kev.
Was he black in school?
Was he black in school?
Yeah, what sort of Kev was it in
what
school?
Kind of, yeah.
He's proper. He was proper, man. He was proper. He's one of the guys. You know, younger, yeah, done well, could play ball. Everyone respected him. He's all right, man. I've got to give him his props, man.
Thank you.
Have to.
You can't come on my older bridge and say, like, Kevin was their favourite white boy in school. And I'm like, nah, he's different. He's a...
Our school was black, wasn't it?
Full black.
Full black. You couldn't tell that.
So I'm saying you lot get it twisted, bruv. You know what I mean?
We was never going to know that. Kingsmead.
There was only two per class, to be fair, though. Two, but that was black back in the day.
Yeah. Serious?
Yeah, trust me. Yeah. I hear it.
Don't believe.
You know who else is black now, unfortunately, for the fans?
God.
Chelsea. Black gaffer.
Yes.
Black players.
Yes.
Black antics. Surrounding, I'm joking. They don't surround them. All jokes aside, a strange moment, man. We saw them huddle at the centre circle the other day, which people had things to say about, but no one was in the middle, so it was fine.
No one.
This time, the ref was trapped in the Chelsea huddle, and they lost 1-0.
Wait, and did you read that? So you can see there, after the ref come out of the huddle, there was a couple things missing.
What? Chill out. I know who you was in school. We can do that on this show. We can do that here. But yeah, no, all jokes aside, Liam Rosinha with the explanation, because obviously he was very upset when one of the members of the Arsenal coaching staff entered his half of the Emirates Stadium, which is our stadium, and he swore at him.
100%, bro.
He swore at him.
He wasn't too happy about the referee being in the middle of that huddle as well. He said that he doesn't tell them to do it. They just done it in the centre circle. It was off their own accord. Mm-hmm. So I think they should listen to their manager.
To respect the ball, apparently.
He said they were respecting the ball.
Didn't you just think he kind of just baited that he has no control? Like, how you just say, I don't tell them to do it.
No. Don't do that. You know what?
He's not my
brethren.
He's your brethren.
I'm sick of you clowning him. Because when Arsene Wenger used to come on every interview after a game and say, I didn't see. I don't know. I don't speak to
when
the
did
player.
We surround
always,
the
ref? Always.
In the centre.
No, that's a different thing. Yeah, but the whole, like, making out that he didn't see or that he's letting the players do it and then saying he's not in control.
He said it, bro. He said this, but that doesn't mean he's not in control. I from the barber picture and this, I don't think he's
and
in
his
control.
First touch. Yeah, he's definitely not
talking
in control.
About barber and a team that needs to shape up is probably Man City. Man City also over the weekend, they dropped more points. They dropped points again against who did they play on the weekend, boys?
West Ham.
They played West Ham, a team that Steve-O supports, and
T-Bone.
No, you think called me a thief?
It hasn't been good for City. They have now dropped points in their last two Premier League games and also got absolutely smacked up by Valverde in the Champions League.
Mm. Yeah. Good performance that was, though.
They've had goal mouth scrambles in their last games as well against West Ham and against Forest. But for some strange reason, they just can't capitalise.
You're going against relegation teams, bro. We're throwing everything at the ball. Yeah, like, that's not like the last 20 that I was there. The last 20, we were defending amazingly.
Before you ask them, sorry, this is why it's important to listen to people that have knowledge on this table. And I'm going to shout out my twin, because we don't look alike, but KG told us all, when it comes down to these relegation teams, be wary. Mm-hmm. They're going to fight for their lives. Time,
yeah. Can we pause you there? Because these are not even the points we're making.
I want to talk to them. How many relegation teams have they played last 4 months?
Who's they?
Because Doku hasn't scored in 4 months.
All right, so they wouldn't.
How many relegation teams they played in the last 3 months?
Why?
Because Foden hasn't scored in 3 months.
No way.
Oh, what about 1.2 months?
You're flowing.
Because Shirky hasn't scored in 1.2 months. That is like...
You're flowing.
1 month, 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, my Chargy.
It's not. It's less than that, but still.
Sorry.
And Haaland also hasn't scored in a month. So KG's right. I'm not going to take away from KG's point.
Shout
but
KG.
There is a problem at the moment. Mm. What's going on, boys?
And I did ask the question, when will it be a problem? I asked a little while ago, because Foden hasn't scored now, I think in 15 or some stupid like that. And although it says, you know, Haaland hasn't solely scored, he hasn't scored in the last month. It's actually one goal from open play, I believe, in the last 2 months for Haaland. So when we're talking about the goal mouth scrambles, that's a couple of the reasons why we're speaking about it. The question is, though, what can City do to change this situation? How do you got your hand up like you're in school? Go on.
I was going to say, is this more a Premier League problem rather than a City problem? Because, for example, the top two teams, Arsenal as well, Arsenal as well, at one stage, most of their attacking players hadn't scored in like a month, 2 months. Is it the way football's being played in the Prem that's not
Could
allowing
you tell
them?
Us what months that was? I watched 100 goals.
Am I lying?
No, I'm not having
you. You are lying.
When we was bad, you didn't say it was a Prem.
No, we had the convo on this table about it. About Arsenal players not scoring in, what was it? I think...
No, it was not.
Yo, Perez only had one open play goal in like 11 games or something. I'm not trying to get out Arsenal. I'm just saying, is it a...
Defensive.
Is it a
crazy
footballing problem in the Premier League?
No, but all jokes aside though, we got a coach here. We got a coach on the panel today. I'd like to know your thoughts because we don't know what we're talking about sometimes.
I've seen you, man. You talk a lot of sense.
Who?
Chill out, man.
No, I'm just clarifying.
He said new man.
On the Suarez seat.
Oh, yeah, for real.
You're not ready to shoot wherever.
At the moment, it's football. Football's always going to have a drought. You know, you've got to understand that. Teams are dropping off even more so. The time of season as well, everybody's fighting. No one wants to get relegated, but then everyone wants to win in the top three, right? So you got to respect that. The teams are dropping even deeper. So the more they drop deeper, space is then denied. So you've got to be so intricate to make sure you break that down. And it's difficult. So you spoke about Gyökeres. You know, Gyökeres has got to try and find space inside the box. Super difficult. Just at every level now, it's tough because teams put out a game plan. And to break that down takes a lot of time. Right. Sometimes you've got to be patient.
Wouldn't you say that City 3 years ago would do that though, wouldn't they? Like they could break down any block, really. Like, so have they changed because it's not the players, really? They've still got Haaland.
It's personnel.
And just the way the football's going.
And it was
Premier,
a bit more open, I'd say, 3 years ago as well. And most goals are scored on counter-attack back in the day. Now it's real measured
like
play.
You say, dropping deep. Yeah.
Steve, you said this City team have replaced that 3 years ago team, so City shouldn't be having this problem.
Yeah, but like he said, and this is I'm glad I can learn. Yeah, football has
is that my bad?
It's changed. Is it am I bad?
Yeah.
No, they have replaced, but football's changed.
No, it's changing, man. Yeah, 100%, man.
Like that's why Arsenal credit them. Like you idiots don't credit them. Money that when they saw that it changed, it's like, okay, teams are now doing low blocks against us like massively, and they're actually good at it now. They've learned it over the 3 years. They've probably got a lot better than they was 3 years ago. They probably tried it 3 years ago, and Arsenal said, okay, how can I now score? Bang, set pieces, and you lot are questioning them.
I'm going to ask the United table because I can't ask to the right. Be a bit biased working at Arsenal, but. Do Man City solve this problem before the end of the season? Think about it. We're about to approach the April. And they've got about 2 months to figure out why Haaland is struggling to score from open play and why Foden, for some strange reason, doesn't get spoken about. But if Eze doesn't score for two games, I'll jump on his you-know-what. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out what is going on and can they solve this problem?
Leave Eze out of this, man. I know what you tried to do.
What do you mean? I love Eze.
Proper. I know what you've done there.
I want everyone, I want people to love Eze. But let's talk about this City issue. What can they solve this issue and how, Haidar? Because you're a smart boy.
Can they solve it? So the other day, Pep was talking about how everyone was getting on to him about his subs and not playing certain players. And he said he actually regretted not playing Cherki against West Ham. But then he also started to explain why he stopped playing Cherki and Doku at the same time because the team's very unbalanced. And I just feel like he's struggling to find a balance with the team, and the players he has, they're not as experienced or as good as the previous ones he had. For example, your Mahrez's, De Bruyne's, David Silva's, all these players, they can figure out different ways to play. I feel like these players, they're still learning their trade in the Prem, and a lot of them, it's their first year in the Prem. I don't think it'll get sorted by the end of the season.
Can I add to that? So these new players that we're talking, I don't know if they are going to become the players of yesteryear where you could figure out on the pitch because they're now getting so like told what to do.
Yeah.
The yesteryear player, they all end up, they was all managers and on the pitch, I'd say they could figure it out. You had people that said, you know what, that's not working. The managers would listen. Now it's literally every bit of information. I think I might be wrong. Comes from the bench, and the players are really good at receiving that, and they do what's being told. That's why it's so wicked and structured now. But when they have to go and do their own thing, I don't know if they're being able to do it anymore.
Is it because the players are too young though? Because we're talking about yesterday, it's senior players that used to, for example, the Arsenal side, there's numerous times I've heard Patrick Vieira say, sometimes we ignored what Wenger said, but that's a Patrick Vieira that's 20 plus, that's ignoring.
Whoa.
It's not like these guys are pretty, in, I was going to say young and experienced, to be
what,
fair.
20, we'll see, 24, 25.
Mm-hmm. Who's that? Haaland.
Haaland, right?
24,
25
again.
Foden. Like, this is Arsenal, like, the prime, remember, they got Vieira at 21. Yeah?
21,
20,
yeah.
21.
But when Vieira
three
said
years
that.
Years later.
No, Vieira didn't say that 3 years later.
What I'm saying, but 3 years later, we're looking at Arsenal as the established Arsenal. Petit, Vieira, Lundberg, and they're only 24.
Vieira had elder senior players around.
So what, by 2000, because he went, 97?
By 2000, we just lost to Man United during the treble. Yeah, and then the next season, we lost 6-1.
But they still was a team that as 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds, they were men.
But they had senior players with them. Correct me.
Yeah, they did. Keown's and that.
Adams,
yeah.
All these men, like, they were around these kids.
There's like young footballers now, yeah. For me, anyway, they're younger for longer now, innit? Back then, when you're talking about, by the time he was 23, maybe it's because I was young myself. I saw 23-year-olds as men. Maybe
men, not yeah.
To be like the 27, yeah, 28.
Definitely.
But I weren't judging them with 18-year-olds.
But that's mostly they you do that. Though. You was
nah,
a kid.
But they do that now. They'll have a 23-year-old and judge him with the 19-year-olds. And they'll think, and the 25-year-olds are beyond him, kind of thing. And I kind of think that has bit teams like Chelsea, definitely, and City in the bum, bro. Because you've got guys like Foden, who should be a senior member of the mm-hmm. team now.
Yeah, yeah,
you've
yeah,
been
for
treating
sure.
him like a youth.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden he has to be, really and truly, he should be De Bruyne. But we didn't say that. We said we wanted Cherki to be that.
Yeah,
so even
yeah.
us, we're treating him like a kid almost.
Yeah. yeah.
So then how much is it down to Pep? Because there was one thing that myself, Greg, and Jad were speaking about, which was remarkable. Now, how many goals has Sesko scored from the bench?
Oh, from the bench, like six. Yeah, six.
I want to let you know, Sesko has scored more goals from the bench than Manchester City have scored as a team from the bench. Man. The only goal from the bench from Manchester City is on the opening day against Wolves from Ryan Cherki. Mike, I just want to ask, because on the weekend we watched Arsenal make two subs. They come off the bench and they win the game. And I've seen it a few times this season where players have come off the bench for Arsenal and scored, and Man United as well. Is that a big part of why Man City potentially are not being progressive? The fact that they can't rely on their squad. If you give them, say, here's 11 players, go and do the job, they'll probably go and get it done. They'll beat probably anyone on their day. But the fact that they can't find answers on their bench, is that potentially a problem going into the end of the season?
For them, potentially. I quite like what you're talking about on that as well. Do they have game changers? Yes, but it's always within structure, right? So I think you look at Man City, and respectfully to them, they're unbelievable in their structure. But for me, and maybe I'm biased on that, I love exciting players. Like players that can come off and be a little bit off the cuff, off the script, are the ones that really change the game. So when the game's slightly open, because the team may be going for it, against Man City, you're going to sit in, but they've got good enough players to come off the bench. Right? Let's get that right. They've got good enough players to come off the bench and go and make something happen. That's whether it's in the structure or not, I don't know. But can they be a bit more free? Possibly. But for me, off the bench, you've got to come and do something. There's no excuses for me. Like, there's good enough players in there to come off the bench and score.
All their bench guys are gone, bro. So you've got Alvarez is at Atletico. I know Oscar Bob might not be, but he's at Fulham now. Even if you go back, Cole Palmer's not there no more. So it's like, I feel like, because you know what it is? Pep does the high player turnover thing, innit? Mm-hmm. You have a player for like 2-3 years of their best. And kind of say, do you want to go? And if they want you, they will. But the market's not like how it was, bro. You can't just go get these guys. Like, and I remember, don't want to do the Steve or I told you so thing, but when they got Marmoush, I said, I love him. I think he's wicked, but I don't get that. They're not defending well. They've got Erling Haaland. You've gone and bought Omar Marmoush. It didn't make sense. And
backup though, isn't it?
But it's just... The backups they used to buy, yeah, were almost not backups. So when they had Mahrez and Sterling, they almost had two starters in every position. Pep's having to prepare for like almost no starters in certain positions now. You understand? Guys are just having to find their feet. And it's new, bro. Big up John. John said Pep struggles without the best of the best. And I wouldn't say this is a struggle.
Well, he's pushing you lot to the last seven
games,
boy.
Like I just said, it's not a struggle.
Man,
but
in every cup competition.
Yeah, we got onto Liverpool and other teams for spending X amount of money and not delivering.
Yeah.
That surely that has to be asked about. They spent a lot of money since last season.
100%, you know.
Since last season, bro. They have to do something.
They spent over like 500 mil.
He's in every cup and challenging for the title.
He's 3-0 down.
But it still doesn't look as well as Pep's. If you're talking about Pep and spending all that money, you wouldn't look at that figure and look at the amount of players he spent on and say that this is good enough.
So he spent less than Chelsea, yeah? Yeah, but and he's doing better than Chelsea. What's that? He spent less than United. And he's doing better than United.
I don't think he didn't spend less.
Over the last 18 months, bro, he spent nearly $500 million. Maybe over half a billion. Do you want to go through the players, bro?
It's like, and he's challenging. He's done well. $2 billion. From where they was, when we were saying that they've gone, done, and whatever, he spent $500 million and now he's challenging.
Do you know why? Do you know why he's challenging?
Everyone here, we was on this table.
Do you know why he's challenging? Because Arsenal ain't doing as well as they should.
But he's challenging.
If Arsenal was to
every
cut through,
cup challenging.
I hear what you're saying. But I don't know what we're talking about. Their teeth. They ain't challenging right now.
He's challenging.
Convo should be more for Foden that he's not as good when you don't have elite players around him, which is what I mentioned a few weeks ago. But yeah,
who's that? Pep. Yeah. John mentioned it at the start of the season as well, so maybe that is a common thing. Also, before we go into some more Man City chat, a bit of transfer news here. Chelsea handed suspended transfer ban, 10 million fine for breaching Premier League rules.
Good. It's official.
What is going on? Come on, fam, let's blow the whistle.
You know what's
mad official?
Like, there's obviously don't break the law ever or break rules. But you know what there's.
I'm a lyricist as well.
You know what there's times
my
like.
GRM.
You know, you see them fraud, man. What's my man? Hush Papi or something. He done like 8 billion or something. And he knew that because he went jail, he'll come out to some of that money. These men went jail for flipping. That saw you. That I don't even know who he is.
What do you mean? Bro. They went jail for Kakuta. They've been in jail. They've been in jail, bro.
They didn't even get to use the... it's crazy. I don't know, man.
Oh, wait, look.
What does that mean, though? But so what?
Just the fine they're getting.
Yeah, and
suspended
banned.
For 2 years.
They can't do a transfer for 2 years. Is that what that means?
Is that what it said?
Did it say suspended?
The ban is suspended over 2 years.
Oh, no. So that means the ban will be in 2 years.
No. If they commit another crime in this time, sentence. That 2 years will... They'll have to do it.
That's dead, man.
Ain't nothing happening. So basically, they just took 10 million off.
Nice. Unless they break another law, they're good.
Sentence. For 2 years.
They probably knew that would happen.
I thought you meant like 100% be in 2 years.
Still able to register senior players.
Yeah.
So if they do not commit any further breaches, they're cool, man. They'll wash that away with money, man.
Can I go back to Man City and ask you lot one quick question in regards to Man City as well? Because you've not touched upon it. People keep saying Manchester City, we've seen it for years. We've seen it for years. They always come back. But now we're speaking about the mentality of the players because it's a new crop of individuals. Does that mean that Man City of the old is a void argument now? Because the Man City of the old didn't involve Ain't Nori. It didn't involve Nico Reilly. It didn't involve Nico Gonzalez. It didn't involve Mamouche. It didn't involve Shirky. We can go on forever. There's so many players it didn't involve.
One guy.
So
the question,
Haaland.
Haaland is there. There's still a few. Haaland, Rodri, Bernardo Silva.
Gaffer, bro.
But we spoke a few weeks ago here and we compared the last three seasons.
Yeah.
And City still done it. So even last year. So within this last year, City have still done it. So I think it's premature to call them the City of old until maybe a couple of seasons they don't do it, then we could say the City of old's gone.
But the fact that
they got more points than Arsenal in terms of points the last 12 games.
In the last 10 games.
Do you know what it is? The last season, you can't compare last season because last season Arsenal threw all their toys in the prem of Champions League and that's all we wanted to go for.
But
we didn't care about the league.
It's very premature to say it when the last three seasons they've showed in the last 12 games that they pick up the most points out of any of the top teams.
The only reason I can't have that is... Last season, one of their last 12 games, we gave them 5-1, Steve-O. They're not the same. They used to do that to us, bro. Yeah. And at a point, it was 1-0. That's unheard of from City. So there's something. Obviously, it's the players. But the reason I won't write them off is Pep Guardiola, man. I think that's the best gaffer ever, bro. And until it's mathematically... You get me? Trust me. They understand what I'm saying. But
Mikey, where does Pep rank in terms of coaches, managers in all time?
Everyone at the moment sees him as a pinnacle. It's hard to not say that. Like, what he's doing, how he's changed the game, it's difficult to say that he's not up there with the very best. I guess always with Pep in it, I guess when he's gone, everyone's going to say he's the best, right?
Yeah.
That's where he's at. At the moment, people aspire to be him. You got to give him his flowers at the
moment. Who's top three, Mike?
You know, my top three?
All time.
In order.
Straight away, maybe it's a bias. I love Ferguson. I think Ferguson, what he's done is unbelievable.
Class.
Man. Yeah, he's up there for me, Ferguson. Wenger's another one. He's changed the game. Have to. You know, I think Wenger's up there. And then probably Ancelotti. You know, as well.
Ancelotti?
That's your three, yeah?
Go back to Filthy Extra
I love
and watch the manager.
How about Luis Enrique? because what he's done
too early,
international.
Man,
too early? Too early. He won international about 10
trebles.
Years ago.
He's done the treble.
All time.
No, just as a, he's got to be in there.
Just finished playing.
In the three? Huh?
Just finished playing.
Luis Enrique. Bro, he's won, remember he won with Spain. He's won Champions Leagues with Barca and PSG.
He won the treble.
Do you not forgetting saying it?
Both teams.
He's been managing for 15 to 20 years nearly.
Yeah, but yo, he just said Ancelotti, Fergie, like.
He's won as much as Fergie.
Is he Mourinho level yet?
He hasn't won as much as Fergie.
In European level.
No, he's won what Fergie's won.
And he's won international, was international coach as well with Spain.
It's not the baddest of shouts.
Wow, you look crazy.
The names.
You look crazy.
Let's throw the shout. People at home, what do you reckon? Is that a good shout that Luis Enrique should be in top three gaffers ever?
Is he in your top three?
One manager that unfortunately can't do one thing, although you rate him, I see Arteta do it all the time. And I don't see Pep making these changes where people come off the bench and it has an impact. Shirky's only scored off the bench on one occasion this season. Arsenal have done it 11 times. Mm-hmm. Arteta has found 11 individuals who have scored, or 11 goals that have happened off the bench, as well as us scoring that many goals off the bench. We are now 9 points clear. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, everyone was going mad at me about the Wolves situation. And I said to everybody, Premier League goes like this. 1 minute is 4 points, next week is seven, then it might go back down to two. And now we're at nine. Hey, Menace, what happens with the league?
No, I know what you're doing. You know, you want. I know what you're doing. One, you want closure. You keep asking the City question about Pep. You want closure.
I just want closure.
You want closure. But you try to downplay Wolves disrespectfully. That's why it come back to haunt you. That's what it is.
I think so.
It come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Man, you said about Wolves and then you said it don't look that bad because Liverpool now lost. But the way you disrespect Wolves is a reason why we have to speak about that situation. But I know what you're trying to do. I've been there.
Okay.
I've been there.
Okay.
But shout out Arsenal, man.
What's he trying to do?
9 points clear in the league. When was that?
What's he trying to do?
Yeah.
What's Paul trying to do is he's trying to, based on his mistakes he's done previously, he's trying to make everyone clear that it weren't a mistake. So he keeps using other things to go back to the point that his mistake weren't a mistake.
Basically doing that I told you so.
Oh.
In different,
nah, but it's
in
like a different, weird, in a I different,
it's,
so.
Yeah. It's mixed with the periodic table and algebra.
It's a mind
same
games.
Thing though.
It's
it
mind
can't
games.
Really be
I told you so because I'm not reminding anyone. Everyone's running back to me to tell me about the Wolves thing, and I'm just saying we're 9 points clear. So I want to.
But who brought Wolves, Steve-O? You see that Wolves is gone. Who brought Wolves?
That's a good point.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's a yardie.
But I brought something else up, and for the sake of the show, we might as well continue. Do you think Arsenal now can win the league knowing that we're 9 points clear? We're about to
can
touch
win
April.
The league. Of course you could win the league.
Okay, what could potentially be things that are holding us back? Because in that game, let's not pretend Everton weren't going crazy. Everton were going crazy at one point. I'm seeing Dwight McNeil hit the post and it felt to Ndiaye right then. I know you must have been thinking,
yo. I'll tell you what it is, yeah. I know you're saying it was a mad thing, but I saw something and I said, yeah.
Calafiori's block.
Brother. When stuff like that happens, yeah, brother. You just know these men, they're not having it.
Brother.
It wasn't even that. It was like he's fallen. And he just flung his back foot. I don't want to know. Yo.
And I just want to say, I remember who my say. You don't remember who my second team is, obviously.
Tottenham.
Kid Minster FC.
Arsenal. So when I say this, I've been supporting Arsenal the most over the last few weeks because here's my reason. Here's my reason. It really annoyed me. For the last 4 years, Arsenal can't win ugly. Yeah, that was what it was. They're pussies, they're this. Arsenal start winning ugly and you lot lose your shit. Literally, so I hate that. I hate it, right?
Chat
so
to them.
I've been supporting Arsenal.
Yeah.
As my second team, right? But here's my thing. This is where the realness comes in.
Shameless.
Seeing them man act fools in a minute ago trying to do that block there, yeah? If they lose the league, yeah? Oh my God. Please, I want that. Can you just clip that for me? Them two there with their asses up in the air and all that, right? Because they're doing too much.
You need to apply the content.
They're doing too much.
I'm Arsenal fans for you, but you're
doing
them.
I'm not joining them.
You just said you're the biggest supporter.
I'm giving a balanced view. I hate you lot, man.
Stop saying you lot.
This is what we're doing, yeah? This is why I'm starting to hear what Poet's saying, yeah? Because it's like, where we're at now, it's like fans are like, we're allowed to be confident for you.
Of course.
But you, man, you, man, have to be sure.
Yes.
But then you'll say, but you have to win the league. Bro, so I've heard you lot say if we don't win the Champions League,
oh wow,
it's poor.
Who said that?
Based on the run.
The guy with no hair that sits here sometimes. Yeah, Mark.
Don't disrespect my dog like that.
But no, all jokes aside, I get it, bro. I get it, bruv. Because it's not, bro, it's City, innit? It's City. And I'll be honest, bro, no matter who was behind us, bro, it's Arsenal, bro. we are shaky when it when that time comes. Bro.
Not no more. The time come was the last 12 games. That's why we've done the whole show about it. We're now 5 games into your 12 and you man are doing your thing.
No, we look good. We do. But it's just...
So, I love you, Steve-O.
It's real good. Because again, the first half was difficult. Yeah? Like we're talking about. The
very
subs,
difficult, man.
Yeah? Guy that you... We've all been openly critical about recently. Eberiche Eze.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2026 Subaru Forester with 1.9% APR financing for up to 63 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/31/26.
He's well, excellent.
Stop, pause, not Steve-O. Pause. Don't do it. He's my friend. I have not been critical of him.
Mas, he's
no,
my friend.
I was talking. No, I wouldn't come on. I don't friend. Come on there and do that. So that's not like, hold on, just let me land. So let's get it right. I was my not friend. Critical. I asked a question. It was a question. Ah, that was cool. It. I brought
everyone
a question
was
to the
critical
table.
Apart from Steve.
No. It was critical. Not everyone wasn't. Poet wasn't. Poet didn't want to talk about it. So no, use the right words, brother.
What are we doing?
So what Steve was that, bro?
That's it.
My question to you lot about Arsenal, yeah, is Steve was right in terms of winning ugly, but you said you lot look good. Is that how you really feel?
Yeah, the Everton game was good, bro. The first half was difficult. Second half, we played really well, bro.
And that's
am I
the
allowed to say that?
That's the problem with Arsenal fans. And that's why there's a large amount in the world that don't want you lot to win it, because you lot are oblivious by the truth. You lot ain't been looking good. The results are the results. Football, you lot can't watch your team like that. You lot watch them because you support them.
This is why you're talking like an idiot. Because this is where it is.
I'm
going to prove you
sorry.
You... FIFA man, yeah.
What the
this,
hell?
Let me speak. Let him land. This is where it
chill.
Is. Yeah, you yeah, are a grown man and you understand ball. You see that we're playing from the back, we're press resistant. No matter how anyone plays, can't shake us from how we play. Yes, the final third, the goals, the step overs, what you FIFA man lack, isn't popping off. So because of that, you're trying to rub out man's whole
team. A lot of people
that's
like
not
it.
The case. No, that's where we're at football now. You see, like I see we're speaking about Bruno should be player this year. I know it's a completely
don't
different topic.
That, yeah.
I'm not cussing. I'm going to rate your player now. Bruno should be player of the season. And I think that's definitely a conversation. He's been really good. People straight away started breaking down his assists. Oh, 5 of them's from corners. Some of them are this. Some of them... Broski, good football's good football sometimes, bro.
Man, just delivering a corner ain't easy, you know?
I watched bits of it.
There you go.
Can now, I ask you, Mikey?
But I've good.
So hang on, but
pause,
so, pause, so you didn't say pause, nothing wrong,
boys,
though.
Let's ask a coach.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's
boys. The issue with Arsenal fans is that
you're
we
winning
can't admit,
ugly. No one likes ugly football lips.
I'm not even allowed to speak, bro.
Can no, we ask, boys? Speak. Pause.
Yeah, you just
pause.
Spoke,
order in the court. Order in the court. Steve-O.
Bro, you man are rattled.
I feel like I'm next to Leeds again.
You are rattled.
That's Larry.
You're rattled.
Can I ask Mikey, there's so much talk online about ugly football, and I've heard Menace right now say to me he doesn't like the football we're playing.
You don't
I like
Liverpool.
Watching us winning, to be fair. I used to complain about this football in October, but approaching April, top of the league, I don't see the point in talking about it anymore. What is your thoughts on the football and why it's happening before we start speaking about Max Downman?
It's simple for me. It's simple. But win a game of football. You can win ugly, you can win beautiful, end of the day, what are you trying to get after? You know, you can do that first part in the middle, in the first part of the league in terms of build up your play, brilliant. But when it comes down to performance, which is the end of the season, and it's a business end of the season, Fergie always used to say, win your games.
Is that what it's more games. Like towards, like right now, yeah. Arteta is just like, I don't care how it happens, it just needs to happen.
By any means.
You have to. Every great team goes through periods, right, of doing brilliant football. But when it comes down to the business end of the season, win your games of football. No one's going to remember how you played when you look back in 5 years. Who's the champions? That's what everyone's going to remember.
So two things can be right though, Mikey, no?
Yeah.
You can be, yeah. You can play brilliant football, but most teams that
when got
it gets
rattled.
To the business end,
I just think you can look good
it.
Without playing brilliant football. That was my point. I just think we look good as a team, as a outfit to be. Yeah, we look good.
Can I ask my friend a question? Can I ask my friend a question? Because everyone says we play bad football. It was 15 minutes to go. Who came on, Lippy?
Max Diamond came on. Went to an area of the pitch that we weren't getting a lot of luck and changed the game, man. That obviously you could put it down to like the young energy, but he's an amazing footballer, man. Pickford kind of flapped at it, I'm not going to lie. But it's the intent, you get me, bro, to make that decision, swing that in, the execution. And then, yeah, obviously after that, you know, it was mad, bro. Obviously, allegedly, I was watching it on a stream that weren't secure. And then at that corner, my screen went. And I just heard my brother go, ah! And I didn't know if it was good or not. But I could just hear him going up and downstairs in my yard. And I was like, what's going on? He just went, Delman! Max Delman! So I'm thinking he's another assist or something. Bro, see when I saw what I saw, bro? Yeah, man.
How about this, Steve-O? Did you see an assist from Hincapié that came off his general area? Is that the first time anyone...
Hincapié?
Yeah. He got an assist. I thought it came off his inside thigh, but a girl later on confirmed it didn't. Is that the first time that someone's got an assist
with their penis?
Area? Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's probably happened before.
I'm not too sure. Wait, who did Max come on? Did Saka play that game?
Saka was still on when you scored. Saka was on. Come off a nonny.
Would you start Max now or would you just let it?
Not me.
Not you?
Nah. I think a lot of what Max Diamond's going through right now, and he's a quality player, is that sort of unknown. I don't know his game. I think it'll be interesting to figure out how he'll play when the Premier League are more aware of his game. Because everything is kind of fresh. He's cold, by the way. But I think there's a lot of players that start when they were young. We were speaking about this yesterday. There's so many young players that come onto the scene. You're like, oh my God, they're crazy. And then within 2-3 years... they're not quite there. I don't think that's going to be the case for Max Diamond. He's actually the best youngster that's ever lived in football or life.
Now he's the
best. So you're saying he's better than Lamel?
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
All right, he's the best English player ever to exist in life.
He's still like, there was a chance he had and he skied it. Like, he's still young. He's still got to like get used to the environment. You understand? But that would help. That performance, I think, will help. You understand?
How about this? As a moment, I want to start off with you. We were going to save this for Friday, but we've got something else to talk about on Friday now. Where does that rank in Emirates moments? Because there's been times where I've watched certain situations and I'm like, oh my God, we're going to win the league. And it feels like this moment again. So Danny Welbeck was a moment. I thought we were going to win the league. I was convinced. Reece Nelson, I almost got a tattoo saying we're going to win the league. Where does this rank in terms of big Premier League moments? Or not even Premier League, just moments of the Emirates.
Yeah, just
is this the top one, Max Salmon? Think about Arshavin.
That's to remember, we ain't had anything at the Emirates. You lot, there's nothing's happened at the Emirates, bro.
Cunha happened at the Emirates. So you lot forgetting? That's the biggest moment of the season.
Are you forgetting we asked Mikey a question?
Sorry, Mikey.
I guess I'm a it's a big moment. It's a massive moment. But the season, you still got loads of games to go. We can't get carried
depends
away,
what
man.
Happens, yeah.
Can't get carried away, man. It's depends a massive moment. Can't get carried away. You know, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment, but it's one to have in the pocket for now. Later on, maybe you celebrate it and look back. But for now, it's just a nice moment.
It's the end result, man. If we win the league, yeah.
Is that top three moments if you win the league this season for you?
Like I said, you see Declan Rice free kick? That was top two moments.
What,
you, see, cause, you see, because PSG happened. That's top seven now.
Yeah.
It got changed. In the ranks, you understand, bro? So it depends, man. It just depends.
The thing is, what I noticed, I don't think anyone else noticed it. When Dax Diamond scored, everyone was going crazy. But I was looking at other things as usual. So I looked at the Everton fans and they had their back to the game. So I'm like, why they got their back to the game? They were brocking up two youths in the away stands.
Oh, they were mashing up Gareth Barry's nephew.
Oh, Barry's brother, because obviously Gareth Barry and the Barry are cousins. So they were at the game and for some strange reason, they felt the need to wear Arsenal jerseys in the Everton end and they got broke up.
Are they streamers or something?
Apparently, they weren't wearing Arsenal jerseys. Apparently, they were celebrating our goals.
No, they were wearing Arsenal jerseys and they zipped it up and then they apparently zipped it down at one point and then someone's clocked like,
And that's not streaming or nothing
them
like that.
No, they're Barry's friends.
Them. I don't get it. Them up. So two Arsenal fans were sitting with the Everton fans. They clocked their Arsenal fans got mashed up.
They weren't Arsenal Barry's, fans. See the Barry's,
yeah. Barry's people then Barry's were sitting with them. The Everton lot.
No,
in Arsenal shirt.
Yes.
So you're telling me he lost his record for the most Prem appearances, then his cousin got beat up. Barry.
You're an idiot.
Gareth, yeah, it's true by Milner, isn't it? So the Barrys are having a bad time, bruv.
Sounds good though, it sounds good.
Did you know the minutes difference between Barry and Milner is like 15,000 minutes?
Is it?
Yeah, so even though Milner's played more games, Barry's played started. Like 15,000 more minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Decent player, they got him from Villarreal, I think.
Do you remember what a Barry was back in the day?
Go on.
Well, no.
What's that? I wonder what the crowd would say in the comments. What was a Barry?
Is it a Corey?
It's different to a Corey, but you would use a Corey to do a Barry.
Oh, I have a Barry.
Yes.
Okay.
At 16 and 73 days, Max Dalman becomes the youngest player to ever score in the Premier League. A 21-year-old record, Dalman wasn't even born when it was set.
James Vaughan.
Mm. I was just about to say, if you knew who
he was.
Oh,
he was at Everton.
Yeah. He was at Everton, man. He was there. That's the record they beat. Dalman hasn't even done his GCSEs yet.
Wow.
When I look at his date of birth, I get fake, confused. It doesn't make sense, bro.
But we have to make it clear, he's not done his GCSEs yet because he's not able to do it. Because Loon's didn't do his GCSEs, but for different reasons.
Yeah, no, he turned 16. I think it's 31st of December. His birthday is 31st of December 2009. He's almost born in 2010. That don't even make sense. That is ridiculous, bruv. They're all going to be that soon, innit? But
to be honest,
actually think about it. 09, I weren't much different to now, bro. Like, hairline was probably a bit stronger, pace still there, maybe a little bit less mature, but bro, I was the same human, fam. He's a lot better than me at football.
Well, let's ask, you know, some of the oldest people on the panel first. Steve, what was you doing at Max Dalman's age?
Doing the same, but it's the Orient.
Hey.
Yeah, made my debut at 16.
Chat to them!
Hey.
True.
It's true.
Yeah, it's good.
Flex on it. Come on, my brother.
Just taking my GCSEs though, because I'm young, July birthday.
Come on, my
July
brother.
What?
28.
Star sign?
Leo.
Leo.
Okay. Leader?
So, yeah, no, I understand. I was in the England team, doing the same.
How many GCSEs you get?
3.
So were you better than Max Dalman when you lot were both the same age?
No, I was stronger than him, quicker.
I just about to say that.
But he had a lot more ability.
He had a lot
He's
more ability.
He's strong though, you know.
He's strong. He was the push up.
Strong,
yeah. Menace.
Yeah, you were going to clown me, didn't you? Hey, you mugs. Yeah? Yeah, all right, go on. What were you lot doing? What park bench were you lot at 16?
Oh, bro.
You know what's there, Ainsley? Jesus. Go on. Go on,
you saw you was at All Black school. No, go on. Menace, talk to me. What was you doing at 16?
Nah, I wasn't. I wasn't even that far. I was in La Masia. Why is that funny, bro?
Huh?
Why is that funny?
Like, you're using La Massive.
What was that?
That was what a grafting.
Ali G, yeah? West
what
side.
What the hell was that?
That's not West side.
That's said vrah.
That's Spartan. It's my Spartan sign.
Nah, but I weren't doing much, man. I got kicked out of school.
Oi.
What?
Went Peru.
Peru?
Peru.
Peru.
Oh.
Oh, you think I'm, what, Farfan? Nah, man.
Lippy, what type of youths have you brought to Filthy?
What's Haider doing at 16? Are you kidding me?
I just left QPR. Got released.
Haider was a baller.
Serious?
Serious.
He brought ballers to the table,
yeah,
you know?
Ballers here, bro.
What?
Ballers? Serious?
Bro, Haider was a baller.
I was with
baller.
Sterling at QPR just before you went to Liverpool.
What?
Do you know one thing ends don't have, though? They never have goalkeepers. So shout out Raya. He's about to win 3 golden gloves. Name your goalkeeper in your ends. Shout out West London. Name your goalkeeper in your ends.
Half, you know half. Don't do that.
Half, who's half?
You know half. You know half. Don't do that.
Who is he?
You do, bro.
You know half.
You know half, Ed, bro.
You know half, bro.
Can I send the shout out? Talking black goalies. So Melvin, who I do League of 72 with.
Shout out Minna as well, yeah.
He just got a contract with Colchester. But listen to this. His team Brentford didn't release his forms correct in January, so he can't sign.
No way.
Yeah, you know, pissed, man. So big up Melvin, man. He earned his way back.
Speaking of keepers,
yeah.
Bayern Munich's first team keepers are all injured. Their second backup is injured. Their third backup's injured. Their under-19s keeper's injured. They have to call up a 16-year-old.
They've got someone on loan, though. So I just watched it the other day.
I don't know. I read this yesterday.
So wait, they've got no subs?
Apparently, they have to call up a 16-year-old for the Champions League game.
He's black, you?
Yeah.
So you're saying they'll have no subs?
They don't have no keeper at all, keepers. Apart from that 16-year-old.
But we got a sub.
They're all injured.
Haider, Skits.
Oh, my God.
There's no need for that.
Why did you shout keep saying subs? That's black, why you're evil.
I'm not evil.
About
do you know what's
already?
So mad? We meant to bring in Skits to talk about Arsenal. So now we're going to have Haider talk about Arsenal and him talk about United.
Wait, did you, boys, right, I might be wrong here. Was there a part of the Arsenal fans, even this season, that still didn't like Raya though?
Yes.
Why?
Mistakes. Why? He's got mistakes
why?
In
it.
Do you know
what every it is? Keeper has mistakes in
that's
it, bro.
That's my problem.
But that's a reason not to like a keeper if they've got mistakes
in it. No, it's not. Every keeper has a mistake.
All right, well, one at a time, because it's really weird. He asked what's the reason. We told him the reason. Then he said, you can't have the reason. That's crazy.
You shut up twice.
I don't like him because of that one reason. What was you going to say, Lippy?
I just think he's not 6'4" or whatever, innit? So he's not going to make it to certain things. But I think he's a really good keeper, man.
I don't even think it's not making it to certain things. I just think keepers of this generation, yeah? Until the transition of, you know, playing out from the back has fully been in, I don't think I'm going to like any keeper for a while. Because I don't even like Donnarumma that much. I think he's prone to a mistake, but he's one of the best.
Right.
I don't like Raya, but he's always going to make a mistake. The keepers I used to like, if they made a mistake, it was like one, and everyone spoke about it for years, like Oliver Kahn. He made like one, maybe two errors, if that. These guys make like three or four
Oliver
errors every
mad
season.
Though, mad,
that's my brother.
Paul, is it because maybe there's more cameras were seeing more football.
So.
We used to see football back then once a week, you know, twice a week with the Champions League.
I had Sky, so I don't know.
There was weekend football, Sunday football.
There was a championship on a Saturday. There was Champions League midweek. There was like four. There's always been 4 or 5 days a week of football since I've been younger.
I think my problem with Ray is he thinks he's an outfield player too much, and he's always outside the area, willing to.
Who's that?
Araya.
Yeah, man.
Like, he wants to dribble. He's got precision passing, but if you give him more than 5 seconds, he'll kind of stumble.
Even Neuer. Neuer's got mistakes in him. Like, I'm thinking about every...
But I liked Barthez. Barthez had that precision.
I don't want to keep it.
Barthez was...
He had the most mistakes.
No, but bare mistakes.
He can send the ball.
I see Barthez in silver mercurial vapors.
Yeah, says it all.
Cut socks, tape. In the night,
brother, he had a spray on him.
Now he could distribute, but he was crazy.
So they've always made mistakes, keepers.
No, not all of them.
Who didn't make mistakes?
Modern day.
Let's ask Mikey, coach. Talk to us, brother. Keepers, this
that's rude, Paul.
Today it is rude. To be fair, I apologize.
Thank you.
Modern, listen, you need to keep the ball. So most goalkeepers are going to get set up to keep the ball because in Premier League you give it away, you don't get it back. So if goalkeepers can play out and help you play out, you're going to use him, man. You have to. And Sivo just said it. Every goalie is going to make a mistake. You won't get through a season without making a mistake as a goalie. In modern day now, if you just smash up the pitch, everyone's going to be going nuts.
All players make mistakes. You don't make mistakes.
But the keepers didn't touch the ball as much. This is my point. Yeah. Mm. They did not touch the ball as much before. Mm. That's why they didn't make as much
and
mistakes.
When they
it's simple
I remember
maths.
Like Cech having blunders like with a ball at his feet and that. But he was allowed, innit? Because they weren't seen as... ball players.
Like he stunk when he got to Arsenal.
Nah, brother.
It's not his game though, isn't it?
But we knew it. Keepers didn't play.
No, it's not his game. It's not Chet's game, man. But it was bad to see him in an Arsenal kit.
I was going to say, you know what? Remember, you got these 5-4-3 to the countdown now as well. So keepers have to drop it to play.
Is it?
Otherwise, you know, you're just going to smash it long and give the ball straight away.
All right, boys, we're also doing a countdown to the World Cup, but you can join us as we're making our way. Tuesday and Friday, we've got content on the Filthy channel, Extra Filthy every Thursday and Saturday or Sunday, just depending on how Jad feels. If you don't like the result, you make sure you message Jad and send abuse. Please hit that notification bell and subscribe. We love ya. United batter Villa. Lippy.
It did, man. Good performance from
Carrick's
men.
Mm.
Get me Casemiro, Bossy, Bruno, as usual. The boy Sesko. You know what I'm here to say. His goal.
No.
Oh, let me just land. Can I have the floor? Can I speak?
I make it quick.
There was his goal, well taken. But there was a mistake he made that I think... No, I think it was quality. I love players doing different things. You understand? The day I see Jokeres attempt that, I will love him more.
Are you stupid?
Big up Sesko.
Are you stupid?
He tried the instep thing.
You know what Jokeres tried to do when we played against him as well?
No, but
and he hit
know.
A civilian with the outside of his
what
boot.
What was he trying to do?
What was he trying to do?
You ask him. Exactly.
Was that a cross?
If you ask Sesko...
Sesko was not trying to shoot, by the way.
It was a trust.
He tried to do the ornery open body finish.
No, he did not. He passed it across the box.
It was a pass across the box.
Don't paint the narrative.
It was shocking. It was shocking, but it was.
See what they're doing?
I'm not going to lie, yeah. God. If that was a pass, then that was so bad.
It was so bad.
He passed it with shot technique.
It was so bad.
He tried to instep it. Boys, the people at home, I don't know what we're talking about. So, Man United versus Aston Villa. Sesko comes off the bench again. He's on the left-hand side, and I believe he could cross it in for Amad Diallo in the box.
Yeah.
Now, the space in between Amad Diallo and the ball.
That was a shot, man.
Good 17 feet.
It was so bad, it looked like a shot.
He should have shot.
Why would you shoot that far, man?
Why would you try and instep it to a man running at that angle?
It was shit.
Steve-O, why would we show Bruno so much abuse when now he's getting his 15th and his 16th assist of the season? Has he broke the record at United? He has broke the record at United. On course to break the record also in the Premier League. Talk to me about Bruno, Steve-O.
Bruno, when he was getting criticised,
yes,
he was a moany bastard.
Yes.
He was very moany. He was petulant. His arms were in the air. It didn't look great for someone that is meant to be a leader. So he deserved that criticism. But at the time, he was still balling. But also at the time, because he was trying a lot, he was giving the ball away and his game wasn't perfected at the time. But I think what we're seeing now is it all come together with him. Like, he doesn't moan. You see him leading. The young boy is telling them what to. Sesko, if you see him before every Sesko goal, he's literally told him two moves before, like, next time, boom.
He Sesko, moaned at Sesko for that
about,
mistake.
Hang about, bro. Just chill out. I'm just talking. I'm just talking. So when he does now, it's more constructive criticism rather than before, arms up in the air, how it can make a guy feel. He's passing now for me. If it's gone from a, say, 65% to, like, you're now working at sort of 85%, 90% precision. That's why he's setting up more goals. He's playing, I know he played deeper. What are we doing there? Am I saying something wrong?
I didn't say a word, but I'm going to wait for you to land, you pussy.
I
didn't say a word. I took my glasses off.
Did I say you said something?
I'm trying to listen to
this
bullshit.
Watch,
go on.
Go on then, go. Go and land it. Land it. Go on.
I think he's playing to this record now.
Go on. Is he doing something wrong?
You didn't finish.
I'm finished. I'm done.
Good.
No, it is. Bruno's great, man.
He's cold, man.
He's a good player. But you know what it is? One thing I want to say about Bruno, yeah? Yeah, I'd get you. I hate you.
So you had nothing to say?
I just took my glasses off.
Showing off. Okay.
Now, go on, Menace.
Sorry, Dad. My thing with Bruno, yeah? And this isn't because of now it's happened, but I think the main difference between him and his main op, which was KDB at the time, was that KDB had by far the better players to work with. So it didn't look as bad when KDB didn't pull off certain things.
Because Bruno had
his main up.
Would you not say Bruno and KDB was... No, sorry. KDB
stop
was above,
being like
way,
loons.
Yeah. I just don't think...
Let my man land.
No, I'm not even cussing.
Why are you upset with me, bro?
No, let him land.
Why are you upset with me? Let me talk about my club
it's
in peace, bro.
Not even what he asked, bro. Jesus, didn't ask you about his ops.
He just said about Bruno. I'm talking about Bruno. But based on what you said, thank you. But based on what you said, I think Bruno's operating... Obviously, numbers-wise, a lot better. But he's left seasons in a United team with double figures in assists and goals. Now me saying about KDB being his main op or someone that's superior to him in the league, KDB's main thing was, of course he's better. For me, he's better. But he had better players around him. And there was times where KDB, when you talk about Bruno kicking it off the pitch and stuff like that, KDB had shades of that as well. But I just think the main thing now is that Bruno's operating.
It's inshallah ball.
I remember that. Trent as well. Trent's another one.
When guys that got the wand, sometimes they overuse it.
That's what I want to say about Bruno now.
I'll be mature enough to. I've always known this about him, but I'll say it on camera. Where he plays, it's high risk, innit? He's just, like Steve-O said, in previous years, a bit too direct, too much L1 triangle every time. You understand? But now, like you said, see, you two, mate, listen. He better players there now. He can take his foot off the gas directness-wise now. You understand? He's got Embuemo.
You're saying he trusts the players that he's with now?
Yeah, bro. He can actually put the ball in areas now and things will happen. Whereas before, he's just spraying it to whoever's over there.
Oh, Rashford.
Wait,
Cavani.
Wait, I'm with you.
They had some bad boy players over
you.
The years.
No, yeah, no, I'm with not, you.
No, as much as I hear it,
they, better than
no,
the players
now.
Do you know what it is?
You know what it is? You have to say, but again, Mbeumo, just off the back of 20 Premier League goals. Cunha, one of the most exciting players in the league. Sesko, the basketballer. They're more mobile, bro. Because Rashford, as good as he was, fans complained about his attitude and his work rate. Cavani, getting on a bit.
And he had Højlund to deal with.
Yeah,
as well.
Højlund.
Who?
How long's he been there for, Fernandes?
Do you know what it is with Bruno? It's not the fact that he had the players. He had the bad boys before, Pogba. He had all of them before. But the difference with the team now is that he is the baddest of them. You see, when he was with Pogba and Zlatan, they were chatting to him in a sense where Bruno weren't as bad. Does that make sense?
Let's get on to that point. Let's get on to that point there. Let's talk about responsibility because it's kind of interesting in what you're speaking about. Now, one thing to remind us, or to remember, is Manchester United are having this Bruno where he is not distracted. There is no Champions League or European football, so maybe that keeps him fresher. The Kevin De Bruyne we're speaking about played in every single competition that was going at the time. So what I want to know is, just staying on responsibility, I'll ask Mikey, is Bruno Fernandes able to be the Bruno Fernandes we see at Manchester United if he played in a City side where they have shared responsibility? What I mean by that is usually at Manchester City, as much as Kevin De Bruyne is responsible for setting up, you know, goals, I reckon Raheem Sterling might have been. I reckon Mahrez might have been. I reckon Bernardo Silva might have been. Even the other Silva might have been. So it's a shared responsibility. So to get that many assists when there's quite a few players having to do it, how does Bruno Fernandes look up in that setup? Will he be as effective?
You've got to take your hats off to Bruno, man. He's a proper player. You know, earlier we were speaking about structure and that. Like, sometimes these top players, you just got to let them play. Yeah. You got to let them play. They're going to make mistakes, but they change the game. Mm. They change the game. So for me, he's up there. He's top. Like, you could move him here, there, or anywhere. He's going to give the ball away. He's going to make mistakes, but he's going to light it up. So wherever he plays, he's a top level. You just got to give him his respect, man. Mm. That's why he's up there with his assist.
100%. So structure-wise then, you know, for example, I think on this side you were speaking about how there's so much structure in the City side, sometimes it restricts certain players. Is that one player you try and give more freedom to?
Yeah, I think, since Steve, I know this as well, and the players you play, you have to respect that. You got good players who can play and others that have to run. Yeah, so
yeah,
when players do your running for you, like
Masters football.
You have to just allow him to do his bits and pieces, you know.
Look at that, man.
I think we're rating them too much now. This is why I do the lippy thing again.
Oh, no, you're right, Lips.
Let me just land.
You're right.
There's a problem. Like, we had Alexis Sanchez. When your best player is like that, I think you can only go so far, bro. That's me personally.
What do you mean by that? That's interesting.
Alexis, his best season at Arsenal, I think it was 24 goals, 10 assists or something. We never got nowhere near the league, broski. But again, now, where we're looking to do it, but our top scorer is going to have like 12 goals. So when the responsibility is spread across the whole squad, yeah, I think it's just easier. You understand?
I see what you're saying. And sometimes it does end up like that. When you're challenging, it's less onus on one player. This goes a lot in basketball. When the players don't get MVP, sometimes the team wins the championship, right? And vice versa. But what I would say, this Arsenal team, the spreadness of the goals and whatnot, I'm not sure if it's as much of a spreadness as a more of a lack, but you have had teams, you have players from the back. In fact, it has been spread. I still think it is a lack of the front.
I know where you're coming from.
More of our players score because it's more.
With teams that win championship, they will have players
top
11, you know what I mean?
The reason why I say this is because
What are you looking again for?
I'm looking at the camera.
Bro.
I just looked at the camera.
You just had the floor a minute ago and you said,
goal. Just looked at the camera. I don't know why
you showed yourself.
Did you see me look at him, Skits? I was looking at the camera. I don't know why. Mikey, I apologize for his attitude today.
Yeah, stinks,
he went there when we got food, but I don't know what's got into Steve-O, the bin man.
All right, so I think teams where there's a bit of a shared responsibility, the numbers shouldn't be so far from each other. You know, they should be a little bit close, like me and Squibbs, you know, we're cousins. It should be kind of close. These people are distant neighbours. Where we spoke about Bruno getting his 15th and 16th assist, the people that are closest to him have 3 assists each.
And they are Dallo and Dorn.
Hiders, boys.
Look how they're popping down my team, man. I hear it, though.
It's not popping
it.
This ain't good enough, though.
This ain't good enough.
So I just want to ask you, look, right now, let's take a look at now, because let's not forget my opinions. Let's take a look at the Manchester City side that finished second, but Kevin De Bruyne equaled the assist record. De Bruyne got 20, David Silva got 10, Mahrez got 9, Silva got 7, Jesus got 7. I'm saying Bruno Fernandes has 16 and them man have 3.
Did you just list those players and mention Dalo and Dorgu in the same conversation? It will never happen in life. But these three assists, and it goes back to what I'm saying, the quality that City have or had with KDB there and what Bruno's got now are two different teams.
Can I pause squads. You there? You have Cunha, you have Amad Diallo.
Okay. I got you again.
There are no. Guys.
Wait. And I got you again because at the start of the season, what did I say? We signed Trevor, Michael and Franklin in GTA. What are they all? They're all main characters, bro. They all want to score. They're not creative players. They are not creative players.
Isn't Bruno a main character?
Who?
Isn't Bruno a main character?
Bruno?
Yeah.
Bruno's a main character.
And he has 16 assists.
And Bremo from Brentford was known for what? Was he known for creating or getting goals? Cunha, was he known for creating or getting goals? Sesko, is he known for creating? They are all players that want to be on the end of stuff.
Diallo?
So when you're looking at Mahrez and David Silva and Kevin De Bruyne, these are creative players we're talking about with KDB in a City team that is a lot better than Bruno that has to deal with three players in front of him ideally, right, left and striker, that all want to be on the end. I said it from the start of the season. They are all shooters. They're not creators. That's why Bruno's got the numbers and no one else has got the numbers with him.
I don't know, Skits, Lippy,
no
you're
one
Arsenal
knows,
man.
But for me, it's the truth, bro.
I hear what you're saying, but it's...
You got Dalo as a second highest assister in the team. I need that guy gone yesterday.
It's just you lot aren't great, innit? It's like that's why I compare. When you lot got Bruno straight away, I was just like, this is Alexis Sanchez vibes, bro. He's a guy that no matter where you lot finish, he's gonna finish with amazing numbers against the smaller teams. Okay. He's gonna be ripping net. But when it matters, and I think that's the difference between Bruno this season. When it's mattered, he stepped up.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Other day, you lot getting 7-0. Mama's asking to come off. Where is it? He's older now, isn't he? He's older. He's your senior player, so he has to.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, he has to be that. Yeah.
Before they had Pogba and they had Cavani, players that could chat down to Bruno. I don't think anyone in this United team can chat down to Bruno. Does that make sense? So 100%. There's a level of respect where.
That's the issue.
Sorry, Casemiro. Sorry, apologies. Casemiro.
That's the issue.
They're like best friends, them two.
If Bruno is a boss in your establishment, that establishment stinks.
I don't understand where that comes from.
I just think he's not stinks.
He's literally, he's dragged the United team like into, boy, get another 12 games in the season, they'll be challenging your shit ass, mate.
I think they play it around it. I think the team is based around Bruno. Yeah, but that's why he's got all the stats. That he's
no, but he had the stats
creative.
Before.
But he's the main creative.
When it was Ronaldo was there, he still had stats.
When we were 15th, he had stats.
Mm.
Let's talk about
that's what Lippy says.
Mikey.
He always has stats.
Mikey, let's talk about the stats of Carrick quickly. I saw something that said if the league started when Carrick was there, up until now, Man United would be top. Obviously, it didn't happen. But either way, showing that Carrick has actually done extremely well. Is that what has he done differently? And does he deserve potentially a full-time job at a club?
My opinion, just put players in the right positions. That's it. And he's just got back to playing football. You know, of course, previous managers, whatever they've done, may have not worked clearly, but Carrick has just gone in and just allowed players to play. You know, if you're a centre midfielder, for me, go and play in centre midfield.
Yeah.
If you're a right back, go play right back. If you're a centre forward, go and score goals and set the centre forward up. He's made it simple where it should be.
Remember, Man United fans, you used to scrutinise me online because I said Amorim needs to be gone. I hope you lot are also gone.
Yeah, he used to experiment with the players. That's why they were so... It looked mashup.
Nasty phase.
Do you know who's done an experiment?
Position.
Spurs, let's give you a relegation update about experiments because there's so many I don't understand. Now, for this thing right here, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to ask Menace to get subbed.
Right,
let's
bring
it forward, people.
I feel like...
Wait, I'm so happy we subbed Menace. Get off the table. That's what happens, mate.
Shout out Lieben.
That's what happens. Shout out Lieben.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Menace.
All right.
That's what happens, mate.
Boys.
That's what happens. That's what happens, mate.
You lot may not know who he is. And if you don't, we have a video clip we're going to play now just so you all have an understanding. Can it have some volume? Can we all hear it in the room? Play it loud.
You know you're finishing bottom half next year. I promise you I won't be there. I won't be there with you. You think we're mud brothers, we're not. You see that trophy I just took? I've risen above you now. I'm looking down on you.
I'll be real, I've never seen this clip before, you know.
So what do you think about that clip? Because you know he supports Tottenham. And he said he was going to finish above United. Talk to us, Lippy.
Yo.
So, Fuad has pulled up. He could dress really well, usually. You see today...
He's got bullet holes.
Bullet holes in his hoodie. He's under attack. He's coming in battlefield. Yeah, nah, it's rough. But all jokes aside, you probably made that clip before a ball was kicked this season.
Yeah.
And remember, I thought United were idiots and I thought you lot would do better as well. So,
the state of play at the time was, listen, Amorim was still in charge at United. We just won our first trophy in 17 years against that same team.
What position did you finish?
17th, yeah, I respect it. But do you know what it was? Thomas Frank was coming
Thomas
in.
Frank.
And I don't think at the start of the season, now in hindsight, we can all laugh and joke about Thomas Frank. But then it was like, yo, he's done a job at Brentford for 8 years, built a club to a respectable place. This is the next natural step for him.
Was that video made after your signings as well, your summer signings?
So I'm thinking, yo, Kudus, Alinea coming in. I'm like, yo, you know what? This might be the start of a new little era.
But what we're not going to do...
Reality.
What we're not going to do is let you come and explain hindsight.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, you said what you said. and your team are dead. Yeah, they're the worst team in the league speaking. Now, I know Wolves are lower and Burnley are lower and so are we, but form-wise... form-wise, I said as we speak.
They're bad.
Form-wise, you lot are the worst team in the league. And if you want to go again and have another speech or go against West Ham, you think you're going to finish above us? Okay, you're talking now.
That's not that hard. Let's be honest.
It was
Lippy,
last season.
One second, let's let Lippy give everyone an update on how these teams are currently doing. What did the weekend's ball say, Lippy?
So, West Ham and Forest draw. Spurs somehow drew.
Like they've done well.
They did do well, but Loons, I'm blaming Loons.
Oh, Loons,
I'm blaming Loons, man. Plastic trophy.
Completely. Medal.
Liverpool, you've dressed like Klopp.
He's not even their gaffer no more, bruv. No, he's not even dressing like Klopp no more. He's dressing like a drill rapper now. Remember that jacket he wore a menace? Yeah. Like, it's done.
I see him on Block Report, bruv.
We're flashy.
Wearing glasses, trying to separate himself from the youth. Yeah. But listen, man. That was an important point at Anfield, man.
Huge.
Very, very important point.
We needed that.
Big point for West Ham against City as well, man.
Yeah, but it kind of dumbed our shit down. That was such a big point and we done so well. But because the other teams drew...
But imagine you lost though. That's the way you need to see it. You lot lost,
they're starting to gain in confidence.
We'll get to West Ham. Let's talk about the Spurs-Liverpool game. And the question I've got for you, and be honest.
Mm.
Well, you always are, to be fair. Were Liverpool bad or were Spurs good? I'm under the impression both can't be true in this situation because we say it too much on this show anyway.
Yeah, to a degree, I think it was more Liverpool were bad. Liverpool were way off it, in my opinion. But the level for us has been literally in the depths of hell. The last 6 weeks, I think we've lost every game by 2 goals at least. Champions League midweek, you had keepers doing up nonsense. Even for the first goal, Vicario. Oh,
I won't lie, I watched your stream on that. Your response was killing me.
Bro, it was insane. Like, it was either you got one keeper that can't catch a ball and then you got one keeper that can't control the ball. So you're, with the free kick, for example, Szoboszlai, incredible free kick taker, but
that was in the middle, bro.
Yeah. And Vicario, I think this season he's conceded 11 goals from outside of the box. It's take a shot and you're scoring, do you know what I mean? So once we go 1-0 down, I'm thinking, yo, this is going to be a long day. At Anfield as well, we never win. But then some way, somehow, we actually dug in. For the first time, I think Tudor actually switched up to the 4-4-2 system as well. He's been playing a back three with a back five. Ain't been going well. For once now, you're actually playing with two attackers. Liverpool, I feel like defensively this season, they could be got at. Yeah, I don't know about you lot, but
a
couple long balls over the top and all of a sudden you're seeing Konate in eight oceans of space by himself with 2v1. Mm. Tell, was it Solanke? Richarlison. I thought, actually, yo, I'm not a fan of Richarlison, I'll be real with you. Since the day we signed him, I've said, this guy is not a 50 million player. But yesterday, he was giving him hell. And he should have maybe got two or three goals even before that. So to walk away with 1-1, I was like, yo, you know what? We don't walk away with anything from here. So I'll take it. And as you said, relegation time, bro. Like, we didn't think we'd be here, but now every point means something. And especially when West Ham pick up a draw. Leeds, Forest, they were all picking up points.
The last question I want to ask you before we throw over to Steve. Do you like Igor Tudor?
He's giving me Amorim vibes in terms that he talks well in press conferences. He says the right things. The players need to fight, work hard. But the tactics I'm seeing, aside from last game, it ain't been great. So for me, had he lost the Liverpool game, he would have been out the door, in my opinion. And then I don't know who would have come in after that.
Because do you think he knows what's going on?
It's true.
I don't think he knew what he was walking into. Because previously, I think, was it Marseille, Juve? He's walked into clubs just outside the Champions League where the job is only, let me get top four. He was thinking Tottenham. He heard the name. He's thinking Champions League football on a Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I could walk in there and do something. He didn't know, brother.
You know, the reason
from
I asked
top bottom is rotten.
The reason I asked that is because he went up to this bald guy on the weekend thinking it was Slot, and it wasn't him.
It wasn't Slot, fam.
It was not him.
He grabbed his back like, yo.
And the guy, I could tell the guy knew what was going on. Yeah. He's like, yep, you think I'm him. You don't know what's going on.
Do you know how bad it was? When he turned around, I still thought it was Slot. I did not think it was not Slot. Steve-O, when you was watching that Tottenham game, how frustrated was you as a West Ham fan? You must have thought, clearly Loon's team's going to do something, but they've just been as bad as Loon's performances here.
Yeah, but I also know, as I say, like what KG said about the relegation teams, I see it in my own team. I know you can rattle teams now because you see two players, at Solanke, Richarlison, both shutting down defenders, right backs. It's different, right? And Richarlison, I heard him in the interview after, which was quite selfish. You don't really hear players talk as selfish as that, but you could see he's true what he was thinking, and that was that he wants to get in this World Cup squad. So I think with him fighting for this World Cup squad, whether it's realistic or not, you're going to see a different Richarlison, right? So they've got that in their favour.
Remember last World Cup as well, he got Everton out of relegation.
Yeah, yeah, because so that's what I'm saying. Literally, he lives for Brazil. Yeah. And another thing you want to touch back, going back to the goalkeeper thing, about, because I thought Vicario was a good keeper, great shot stopper, and I think he saved you over the last few years so many times, but he still makes them mistakes. He still is a top keeper that makes relegation.
I don't think he's not a top keeper.
Mate, a year ago.
Too many years now.
Vicario is not a top keeper.
The debut season, I thought, he looks like, you know what I mean? He signed from Empoli. No one knew about him. Good shot stopper, as you say.
Yeah.
But every year, you just see mistake after mistake. I think every North London derby, there's some.
You missed him at one stage, though. And then you brought in Fraser. And then he come back and he was amazing.
He actually was decent.
That's less than a year ago.
But did you remember what he was doing in the league? He was still letting the same goals.
This is my point.
The thing is, you can't let a Europa League paper over the cracks. That's the reality of the situation. Last
you did.
Year, that's what it was. I thought it was going to be the start of something new. But listen, he is a big part to blame for a lot of our faults this season, in my opinion.
As an Arsenal fan, I love what's going on over at your club.
Thank you, bro.
But judging by seeing Spurs this season, you haven't won in 2026, which is bad. You're injury ridden.
So oh, that injury
list. You got rid of your
mad.
Best goal scorer, Brendan Johnson.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So
didn't sign a replacement.
There's only shades of a bit of like you attacking wise and clawing something out of a game. It's just defensively, you're just dog shit.
Nah, 100%.
Let me ask Mikey though, man. Igor Tudor, man, I try to get on him. I actually like him. He seems to be very honest. He chiefed the guy from Sky Sports on some Mondays or Sunday. Told him straight, like, we asked him these dumb questions for. Have you seen a case like Spurs' case as a coach where you've just come off the back of winning your first trophy in 17 years, despite the fact you finished 17th, and now you're fighting relegation with 14 first-team players out? We're talking about Scorch's favourite player, Mickey van de Ven. We're talking about Vuj, a.k.a. Dragosin. We've got Romero, Paulinho, Basuma, Conor Gallagher. You've got Kulusevski. He ain't been here for about 2 years, fam. James Maddison, Kudus, Adolgi, Bergwall, shout out Sweden, Odebert, Benteke, doesn't like Son, and Ben Davis.
That's at 11 in itself.
That's
11 plus subs. So that's why I'm even more grateful to say that point, but sorry, go on.
Yeah, nah, you don't sign up for that, do you, when you come in as the manager? That's the last.
And it's back-to-back seasons this has happened now.
It's tough, man. I think it can be too early to judge what he's doing now. What I would say is you guys got to forget about tactics and all that sort of stuff. You just got to get down to working hard. And I think if you can get that out of the players, you might have a chance. Like, the football-wise, I think it's clear to see that probably a Spurs fan, maybe it's not where you want it to be. But looking at your list as well, you got to give him a little bit of a leeway because, you know, initially when you come in, you're probably thinking, yeah, she's all right, you know, Champions League, not too bad, we'll deal with that. But then when it starts to really unravel, you're in a real problem. So for me, tactics out the window, get down to your hard work. You know, great point about Richarlison. Like, get him going, man. That's the biggest thing.
I think that what it is the first four games, it's how bad we lost every single one. When you get embarrassed by Atletico, was it the North London Derby, was his first game? You're just thinking, yo, where's the new manager bounce? At least when a new manager comes in, the one thing you're guaranteed is the players will press a little harder. They'll run a little hard. We weren't even seeing that for the first four games. That's why it was a case that there was so much talk, I think, around if he gets sacked, is he going to get sacked potentially after Liverpool? And I was thinking, the problem becomes, who do you get after that? Because you're now going into your third manager for the season, basically.
I don't like that expression, new manager bounce, bro. Like, just forget about it, bro. How can man come into a place where you've got 14 injuries for people you've just signed? You've got two keepers on the bench. They had to have seven subs. They had three, four kids.
You know what it is, though?
Forget new manager bounce. That's mad, bro.
Sometimes, because when a manager like Thomas Frank, who I don't think the players were playing for at the end, once he leaves, all of a sudden training becomes a little bit more exciting. Manam are a little bit more happy. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to work for this new guy to show him what I can do.
No, but that's just looking at it. I think we have to create this world. Their man are fighting relegation. Yeah. Fighting relegation. Your players that you know are your favourite are gone. Then you fire the gaffer. Then West Ham and Feyenoord start winning. You're not just going to find motivation. Like, we're human beings. No one's just going to find motivation because the gaffer's gone. It's like, hey, let's just all be happy now. Like, no, man is actually down, bro. We're actually down. We're on the opposite end of the spectrum. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Let me give you an example.
Go on.
There was someone that was once here and he's gone now. And it was difficult around the time when he was leaving. And when he left now, because I don't think we got better, because there was like an air of negativity that was around that was now removed, we were able to maybe express ourselves a little bit more. And I think that's what happens
exactly
at football teams.
Exactly.
So usually when a gaffer's been sacked, it's because things aren't going well. And then the new manager bounce ain't because of who the gaffer is, not to take away from Carrick or whoever's coming this season to do a job, but I think it's more so because the guy before that was doing wrong is gone. Hence why you lot, United fans loved Amorim so much, bro. You understand? Because they didn't like, what was my man's name again? Before Barled?
Ten Hag.
Yeah. But I've had a new manager and you do get a new manager bounce. They come in, their enthusiasm about getting a new job, their ideas they bring, the change of training.
You have to reprove yourself to this guy now.
All the players get that they get a fresh start. So I think there is, in some cases, a lot of cases, a new manager, something that a new manager brings.
Leave a comment and let us know at home about that new manager bounce, because Liverpool had it. And now it's gone, Lippy.
Liverpool got old manager flounce. Because they have conceded 8 Premier League goals in the 90th minute or later this season. That is the most in a single campaign, overtaking the 7 that happened in 2010, 2011. And I'm guessing that wasn't a great Liverpool side.
Stinks. It sounds like Kenny Dalglish. Yeah. It just smells. It smells a bit.
They've gone in reverse because last season they scored like 8 above the 90th and to win the game. So they've
It wasn't even last season. It was the start of this season, bro. It was the first 5 games.
He had one chance, bro.
Can I ask everyone?
Shut up, you gap tooth.
What do we think is the reasoning before we get onto the great country that I love? How do you go from keeping your concentration to scoring in the last minute to losing concentration to conceding that many goals within the last minute? Boys, throw out any suggestions on why you think it might be the case. Fitness.
These boys are tired, man. Van Dijk, Salah, like, bro, these guys have been operating at a crazy level for years. And they're in their mid-30s now, and we said that. The gaffer needed to anticipate that. Pep did it. He's gone and got the Shirkies, the Randers, the Dokus. He's ready. At worst, they'll come like third.
There was was it Jay Boothroyd? I think someone said about Salah, you either stay and leave while you're the hero, or stay and become the villain. I think, who was
stay
it?
Stay become the villain.
Yeah, you said that.
Batman said it.
Is it? Yeah. Christopher Nolan, okay. Yeah. Whoever said that was very smart. And I think Salah probably should have.
Do you know what it is?
That person said he scored 20 league goals as well, but
how many has he scored?
Four. But we'll
and it's a league.
In your face.
How many has he scored?
One sec. Hang on. I said, don't get it twisted. He could probably still go on and do that, but he should go regardless. That was my whole point. Whether he's still got that in him, go.
But I'll be real. It's on Slot that he's not good. I'm not gonna. You could be right if Slot got it right.
Loons, what do you think?
You mentioned the OGs like Salah and Van Dijk and them lot, but I think the McAllisters, Konate, those other guys who are meant to be taking the baton.
They're not ready.
They fell off a cliff as well. Gaffu.
They said Konate is one of the best centre backs in the world in this show.
Remember, he was meant to be going Madrid. Yeah, this
never
summer.
Been.
Bruv, Rio's been. Better than Gakpo.
Someone said he's better than Saliba.
Let's leave a comment in here. Because I remember when Loon said that Konate is better than Saliba. He did. He then said, "Oh, take a look at who's in the squad."
Yeah,
so leave a comment. leave us a comment. Let us know how deluded Loons is. Also, leave us comments and let us know where you think Liverpool are going to finish. And Szoboszlai suggested they don't even deserve to finish in Champions League or even Europe. He might have said. So leave a comment, let us know what you think about that as we now move on to the country I love, the country I'm from. And honestly, for a group of people that's like 3.5 million, we shouldn't even have this influence. I'm talking about Jamaica.
Where are you getting the extra meal from?
Jamaica.
Bro? Oh, is it 2.5?
Yeah, 2.7.
I thought the extra meal was just in life somewhere, just outside the island. Mikey is the number two over at Jamaica. Congratulations, first of all, for getting the position. We're now hoping if we beat Caledonian Road, if we can beat them, we will go into the final to play the place where my friend John Wick's from.
Yeah.
Congo.
Mamanangai.
Really? Is that what happened? When did this happen? You play other continentals?
Violating us, man. They're just making all the black people.
You're joking, man. Joking. That's never had to happen before, has it?
No, because there's more teams in the World Cup
this year. It has.
You go into a playoff with the other teams that...
Can we beat Congo, man?
Let's talk to Mikey and find out everything. Mikey, first of all, where was you when you found out the news that you're getting a Jamaica job?
Do you know what? I was at my granddad's house. That's nice. Jamaican as well.
That's cold.
Yeah, I was there when it all come through officially. My granddad passed away, you know, so it was amazing to be sitting in my nana and granddad's house in Nottingham and getting the news through. So yeah, that's where it's at.
What did Andy say? Obviously, you lot may not know or may know. This is the nephew of the one and only Andy Cole. What did he say?
He didn't shut up about it.
Do you know what?
He let everyone know Andy Cole. Relate to Andy Cole.
He didn't. Do you know what? My uncle was unbelievable for it all. So when I got offered the role, or before I got offered the role, I rang him up. I said, listen, this is what's happening. He was like, always listen. That's one thing he's always said to me. Whenever you get an offer, always listen to it. Never turn it down. So I went through it all, spoke to him, spoke about contracts, spoke about what potentially could happen. And every step of the way, to be fair, he's supported me all the way through it. You know, so he's been outstanding.
So what's it been like now that you're the Jamaican number two? How's preparation been for this? And how confident are Jamaica going into these games?
Our prep's been good. So we've played Grenada, which was good, beat them 1-0. So that was a nice one. That was initially we'd done everything remotely. So obviously I can't get released at the moment from Arsenal until international week. So I leave on Thursday. So a lot of it's been remote. A lot of it's been speaking to managers two or three times a week. We're having like Zoom meetings and breaking down teams, selecting teams and going through that. So yeah, it's been good so far, man. Been really good.
That's crazy. You know, if I close my eyes, you sound like Andy Cole, you know. It's insane. So I can see where the resemblance is from.
Hey, I ain't going to say nothing.
It's because the team that we're going to play, if we beat New Caledonia, they do this. Yeah, they get to tournaments. They go on Ancestry.com and they look at all the players for other countries that could possibly play for them. Why don't we do that?
You know, I'll give the manager credit. The manager we've got now, Cerrudo Speed, he's been brilliant. So we are scouring and making sure we're trying to get the best players available. Also, though, like the players in England, they're tough to get, you know. They might not want to come because it's Jamaica, because it's, you know, it's not England, it's not easy, you know.
We got a boy at Udinese right now.
Keenan Davis. I'll be honest, Villa. He's been on the list. He's someone, but again, you got to understand that, you know, at the moment he's in the form of his life.
Yeah.
Who else can he represent?
Yeah. And he's doing better than all their strikers as well. He is. He's the most informed England. And that's the way the press are trying to push it, you know.
Serious.
The most informed English striker is my man.
I think he should consider it.
Goals-wise,
it's Greenwood.
No, it's not.
No?
Let's talk. let's be optimists now, yeah?
Yeah, have to be.
Let's just say we've made it now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
In the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
With, in our group would be Portugal, Colombia, and Uzbekistan.
Haider.
I didn't want anyone to say Haider, but he's still tip. Yeah, yeah. All jokes aside, how do you think we'd match up against those teams? Colombia and Portugal they go to the World Cup. That's what 100, they do.
That's what
every you understand?
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, but you know, you gotta believe in there. You have to play. We're gonna play all being well. Like, they're teams that are beatable. It's 90 minutes. 90 minutes of football. Yeah. And work hard enough to get through the playoffs. It's tough to get through the playoffs. Let's not get it twisted. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
But getting out there, 90 minutes, Uzbekistan, of course, respect them. They've got there, done it their way. But with Jamaica, man, you've got to go out there and play football.
100%. I think...
You're right, Steve, huh?
But yeah. Go on. Of course we've got to get a Congo man in there, man. What an up boy. Don't look at him like that.
That's who you're meeting, Mike.
Do you know I'm not having that?
Brothers that look like him.
Don't look at him like that.
It's all good, man.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you're going to go home and say, wow, go on, all the words like, mon frère. I didn't say anything. But yeah, John, was you aware of this, John? That it would be us vs you? I don't think I knew that. I wouldn't talk to you.
Oh, I knew that still. I told Paul about that.
100%.
How do you feel about that? You against most of your brethren, them.
Bro, it's business, isn't it?
I'm confident.
Yeah, come on, man. Congo are going through.
Bolasie's
not there no more still, but yeah, good try.
He's not there no more.
No, he's not there no more.
Oh, damn.
He just stays in Brazil now. Well, I have got Lumos in here as well. Lumos has given me a bag of different funds for us to put in the description below, so you can still send money to Jamaica. Obviously, the Melissa situation that happened last year is still affecting many individuals within Jamaica, so we want to continuously show our support. We also need to show our support to Mikey. This is a massive, massive thing for me personally. This is someone that used to look after me and coach me when I was younger, so just to see him get the opportunity to be the Jamaica number two for me is absolutely incredible, Mikey. So I want to give you a round of applause and congratulate you as well.
So I'm a very curious person.
Mm-hmm.
So if he used to coach you, what, you like 70 then?
70, come on, my man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You used to coach him.
Yeah, nah, he's a young youth still, man.
It's all right, man. People with AstroTurf on their headpiece got too much to say. God bless you all. This has been Filthy. Myself and Lippy, in 2 months' time, will be at a parade.
Inshallah.
Oh, you're talking about carnival? Oh.
No. This episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com.
Comment below, share, hype, like and subscribe. Yeah. Yeah.
Done now. Big shout out to Four. Big shout out to Mikey. God bless you. Done now. Filthy every time.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.